with Steve Price, the Entrepreneur Show with Heidi Armstrong.
Heidi's in the studio with me as she is each Thursday night. Now, you've come across this fabulous new idea, and we're going to talk to Chris Noon from Drive My Car about this. What drew your attention to this?
Car. It's a flash new car. It's blue. That's about the extent, as a female, that I know about the car. And it's left us with two other cars. And one is a Land Rover.
Some four-wheel drive.
Prado. And the other's like a little zippy Corolla. And I have to choose whether I keep one or what I do.
Right. So you've got one car that's surplus to requirements.
Pretty much, but they have different functions. And a friend of mine, Jeanette, she told me about this Drive My Car. So I looked onto it, and I thought it was fabulous. And I thought, I'll ask Chris Noon to come in and chat with us, because I think there's a lot of listeners here who might be interested in this. Is a way you can make money by sharing out your car to other people.
Listen up, folks, and if you thinking you might want to do this, you might have to take the details down. Chris Noon, welcome to studio. Good to see you.
Thank you.
How long's Drive My Car been up and running?
The company's been around for 5 years now.
Yep.
So we've been allowing owners of vehicles to rent their cars to other people. We provide the access to the renters. We provide all the safety and trust elements. We provide insurance for the rental. So we make it a lot simpler and easier than trying to do something yourself.
Okay, so I use sometimes in Sydney GoGet, which is those cars that are parked in the streets where you join up for a fee a year, you get a credit card, you swipe it on the windscreen, and you can use the car and hire it without ever seeing someone. Yours is an even more community-based idea then.
That's so right.
I've got three cars like Heidi. I live in suburban Sydney, and I want to make some money. What do I do?
So all you need to do is list your car on our website. We then go and find the renters for you. When we register those renters, we verify their identification. We do credit checks on them. We make sure that we put insurance on the vehicle while it's being rented. And then when a renter is interested in your vehicle, we ring you up and say, this person would like to rent your vehicle for 3 months. This is how much you could earn, and you have the opportunity to accept or deny that rental. If you want to go ahead with it, sign the agreement, and the person comes around to your house, you complete an inspection report, you hand over the vehicle, and we send you the money every month.
There's a couple of issues here. One is my car typically has a couple of kids in it, so it's not altogether tidy. But if I had a really squeaky, clean, tidy car, I'd be a bit cranky if someone else put their stinky kids in my car and made a mess of it and damaged it.
Yeah, sure. We don't have a stinky kid clause in our agreement.
Well,
but
that could be your downfall.
We do have very comprehensive rental agreements, and there is an inspection report that's done at the beginning and end of every rental.
Mm-hmm.
We also take a security bond on every rental as well, and it's the responsibility of the renter to return the car in the same condition. Also, what we've introduced as well is the opportunity for owners to provide feedback on the renters, and also vice versa. So, you know, if you're inclined to, you know, leave the car a bit dirty, you're going to get some pretty bad feedback when you hand that back.
That's a bit like the Uber app, isn't it, where you can actually rate your
cab
driver and get experience, and they rate you as well.
That's right, and that's how the whole sharing economy works. It's about getting people on both sides of the marketplace to work well together for mutual benefit.
So this is a bit like a mobile Airbnb. I mean, how people list their apartments or houses for accommodation.
That's right. Some people describe us as Airbnb for cars.
So who's your typical customer as opposed to renter?
So in terms of owners, we have people who are travelling overseas for 6 months or 12 months, and they hand their car over to us to rent out for them.
Mm-hmm.
We've just had one customer who went and did hurricane relief in the Philippines, so rented out her Audi A3 convertible, helped pay for her stay while she was over there. A number of people end up with spare cars, just like Heidi, for whatever reason. Perhaps their children might want to use that car in 2 years' time. It's probably don't want to sell it right now, but would like to earn some income for it as well. We have other customers who might have a spare Porsche or two. We have one customer who has five spare BMWs for some reason.
Really?
And then rents the excess ones out through our service.
You're giving me some very good ideas here. So if you were somebody who worked in both states, like you worked in Melbourne and Sydney, and you wanted to avoid the cost of parking your car at the airport, could you not rent it out for a week to while you're away?
We already had this idea, didn't we, Chris?
Yeah, that's right.
We've, already come up with this idea.
Well, it's not much good having ideas off here. We need to have them on here. Can that work?
Yeah, that's right. There's actually a company in America called Flight Car that actually allows you to park your car at the airport and they rent the car out while you're away and then hand it back to you. So either you get some rental income or you get free parking while you're at the airport.
But the problem with that is that you're managing the time frames, isn't it?
That's right. It's a little bit more tricky to manage the renter's needs and also the owner's needs. So if the owner goes away for 7 days, and a renter wants to rent that car for 8 days, it's not going to work.
Yeah, we want to come back and find our car there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we know who your vehicle providers are. Who does the renting? What types of people? I mean, where are you taking business from? You're taking them off the traditional car rental companies?
We sit in the niche between the traditional car rental companies and leasing companies. So our rental terms are from 7 days to 365 days. Typically, the traditional car rental companies are happy to rent for 1 day up to 30 days, not as keen to do that beyond 30 days, and the leasing companies are keener on 12-month or two-year leases. So we fit into that niche in between. Also, what we offer is a wider choice of cars. We have Fiats, we have BMWs, we have Porsches, we have Mercedes, we have Toyotas. Typically, if you go to a normal car rental company, it'll be Corolla, Camry, X-Trail, and that's about it. And it will probably be white. Well, we can give you...
I've got a white Corolla. There you go. That's
nothing, very boring.
Nothing wrong with them. Maybe you should rent it out.
Sorry, I know. And are they like really hot to trot, those white Corollas?
Not particularly the white ones. Any colour other than white, usually. But the smaller cars do rent very quickly.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just thinking... A lot of the time, like when I looked on Drive My Car on the website and there's photographs, they're parked in driveways. So am I right in that a lot of these cars stay at the homes until someone's ready to pick it up, but other ones you'll manage? Like if I'm away, look after it for me?
Well, that's a good question. If it's in the driveway of a house in, Penrith, you presume that someone's in that area renting it. But how do you get to the car to rent it?
Sure. So because we focus on longer-term rentals, it's worth the effort to go to the person's home to actually
pick up
that car. If you compare it to normal car rental companies, usually the depot might be 10 or 20 kilometres away from your home. Mm. So going to someone else's house to pick it up is worthwhile for the longer-term rentals.
And cost-wise, if I'm after an Audi for 7 days, what sort of...
Sure.
A good condition?
Sure. It depends on the exact type of car, but we're anywhere between 20% to 60% cheaper than traditional car rental companies.
60% cheaper.
That's right. So if you're looking at People Movers, Tiragos, Kia Carnivals, that's where we offer the best value, but we offer discounts compared to the other companies all the way through our fleet.
And ultimately, did I have this right? Ultimately, it's the renter that's paying, not the person with the car?
That's right.
To cover the insurance and everything?
That's right. So we provide an all-inclusive fee for the rental, which includes roadside assistance, insurance, the vehicle, and the vehicle is serviced and registered. So the renter just pays that one fee, and the owner receives the proportion that's relevant to their vehicle.
And you make money by just clipping the ticket on each...
That's right.
On each transaction.
That's right.
How difficult was it for you to get insurance?
Our business really, it's important for us to have the insurance. We've worked with a very good insurance broker for 5 years now who's managed to put together a very good policy for us that protects us for all the risks that are out there.
So you've extended this to another area that fascinates me because I'm one who loves a road trip. You've extended it out to caravans.
That's
right. Is that right?
That's right.
It's called caramavan.com.
That's correct.
How's that work?
So it's the same sort of principle. Many people out there have got caravans that are sitting in a driveway doing nothing.
I know someone who has caravan sitting there.
There's about 500,000 of them in Australia. So we're looking to liberate those caravans and get them out there in the caravan parks and get people enjoying them.
Yeah.
So we offer the opportunity for people to list their caravan on Caramavan,
mm-hmm.
and then renters can come in and choose those caravans. They can either choose to rent one and tow it to their destination,
yep.
or we also offer the opportunity to either rent an on-site van or to rent a caravan and the owner will actually deliver it to the caravan park on their behalf.
How good is that?
So
save you trying to...
Well, I can't tow, so I'm a bit worried if I turn up at Aunt Mabel's place. She's got a big caravan sitting there in the driveway with dual wheels.
This is like a Chevy Chase movie, I can just imagine.
I back up Heidi's pathetic little Toyota Corolla, which can't tow the van anyway. How do you get around all those issues?
Yeah, so we offer the opportunity for people to actually just go to the destination and the owner's delivering it.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to do it.
It is a better way to do it. But there are a number of people who have had caravans in the past and they do have the cars with the tow bars and they are experienced in towing.
Yep.
And they really enjoy that part of it and they like to go to multiple locations on their holiday. So we offer that opportunity, but also the no-tow option is an option as well.
How do you stop people putting up on the website like a really decrepit caravan or car, for that matter, that is a hazard?
Sure. So for our cars, we have limitations on the vehicles that can be accepted. They have to be under 10 years old, under 150,000 kilometres, and also recently serviced as well.
That knocks one of my cars out of the mix.
we vet every car that goes on the site. We speak to the owner. We view the photographs. We check the condition. The same with caravans as well. This is not just a machine that's pumping out, new listings. We've got humans there looking at these and talking to the owners and making sure they're good quality.
Well, I found my car on Drive My Car. It'll cost me $151.24 a day.
Which
is $4,537.20 for 30 days. It's a Porsche Boxster 987, produced in 2010. Looks very nice. Black. Looks like a nice car.
It is a very nice car.
Is that your car?
No.
But I tell you what, Steve.
Andrew's Porsche, yes.
It's a lot cheaper than actually buying a Porsche. So if you want the Porsche experience and you want to treat yourself, this is not a bad way to, have a holiday. Give yourself
You know what they say
experience.
About...
This is like the new red balloon.
You know what they say about elderly men and Porsches, though, don't you?
No, I don't. Well, what do they say?
Not very nice things. Are you national? Are you nationwide?
Yes, we are. We're all around the country. And the great thing about our business is, even if it's the smallest town in Australia, as soon as someone lists their car there, we're in business there, and people can rent that car in that town. So because we're a digital business, we can be anywhere at any time.
So 5 years you've been up and running. Why haven't I heard of you?
We've been growing. We've started as a small private company. We've recently been purchased by a publicly listed company called Collaborate Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got further investment now. So we've done a big redevelopment of the website. We've just started a large marketing campaign and PR campaign. So now we're really out there telling people all about it.
And how important is it that you've to embed the right technology in this, so it makes people, it's easy for people to upload photos of their car and start getting involved with it?
That's right. Every extra click you make people go through is a way to lose that customer. So we spend a lot of time improving the processes in our site and making it as easy as possible for people.
Do you have it as an app?
We don't have an app because it's the longer term rental, so people typically look and research these cars at their home computer and also on tablets. So the website and the mobile website are totally suitable for this purpose.
GB audience will love this idea, I think. Both they'll want to sign up and put their cars on your website, but I think we'll also have some enthusiastic hirers. Stephen says, Steve, I have a company car that I drive everywhere. I also have an unregistered 2007 as new Ford Territory sitting in my garage, unused. Sign me up.
Well, if you can register it, we can probably do that.
So drivemycar.com.au?
Adam Smith says, regarding the hire car business, what about tolls? Who pays for the tollway charges when the car's being rented?
So the renter is responsible for all tolls. And we take a security bond as well. So if any slip through the cracks, we can take that from the bond as well.
It is a fascinating business, cars and caravans. I think it's a real winner. I think it's incredible. Heidi's very big on marketing, though. She says you've got to get out there and sell your message.
Sell your message. It's a good message. Well, hence he's here.
That's right. Sold it tonight. Chris, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Chris Noonan, it is Drive My Car. Get on the website and have a look. You'll be amazed. Heidi Armstrong, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
An email for you. This is from Sean. Steve, the word entrepreneur reminds me of Arthur Daly from the show Minder. You were talking about whether the word entrepreneur should be changed.
Yes, I'm still feeling 43, though.
Are you?
I'm still feeling 43, though.
You'll be better. You'll have
a
better week.
That's a bit older for me.
You need to have a better week. 16 minutes to 10. Alan.